Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with Call Upon the Lord, as we pick up in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord the Maker, the Lord that formed the earth to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Well, now he's just been calling unto the Lord. But God says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So here is God's invitation, challenge to Jeremiah. Call unto me. The promise is, if you will call unto me, I will answer. Now, this is after he has been calling. You say, well, I've been praying about it. He had been praying about it, but then God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which you know not. Glorious promise of God, a promise in prayer. If you'll just call upon the Lord, he will show you great and mighty things. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, for all of whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and honor before all of the nations of the earth, which shall hear of all of the good that I will do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all of the goodness and for all of the prosperity that I procure unto it. Thus saith the Lord again, there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate without man and without a beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate without man and without inhabitant, without a beast. There will be here the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. So God's promises now of restoration of the nation Israel. It's going to happen. God has said, I'm going to do it. This land that you say is desolate, it's going to be filled with voices of joy and happiness, voices of the bridegroom and of the bride, voices of praise unto the Lord as they come into the temple again, offering the sacrifices of praise. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, again in this place which is desolate without man, without beast, and all the cities thereof shall be the habitation of shepherds that will cause their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, the land of Benjamin, and all of the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. And in those days, and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in this land. Who is that branch of righteousness growing up out of David? Jesus Christ. So he's talking about when Christ comes again and establishes the kingdom, that God is going to cause the nation Israel to be again in the land and to be nurtured by the Lord. In those days shall Judah be saved. Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests and the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meal offerings and to do sacrifice continually. Wait a minute. Why are they having sacrifices after Christ has returned? Wasn't Christ sacrificed once and for all? Yes, for our sins. Notice there's no mention here of sin offerings. That has been fully taken care of. But the burnt offerings were offerings of consecration, where you would bring a lamb unto the priest, and they would butcher it, and then they would barbecue it, and the priest would take that part for him and for the Lord, and then you sit and feast on the rest of it. But the parts of it they would offer, the fat and all, they would offer and burn up to the Lord as a burnt offering unto God, which was a offering of consecration. God, I consecrate my life to you. And it's just a offering of fellowship with God as I just give my life to you, God. And the eating of it signifies that oneness with God and the fellowshipping with God. So the meal offering, the same thing. It was just an offering of fellowship. No more sin offerings. That has been complete. But during the kingdom age, there will be offerings in Jerusalem. We'll be going there for big barbecues and having a great time as we offer the sacrifices and as we sit and eat with the Lord in that glorious fellowship with Him. Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, is God going to turn off Israel? Has God turned off Israel? Is God through with Israel? These guys are telling you the church is going through the tribulation. I've told you that he is. But listen to what God says about it. "Thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of day and my covenant of night, that there should be no day or night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites and priests my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, he has even cast them off." And that's what people are saying today. God chose, you know, but he's cast them off. "Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenants be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy upon them." So God's declaring over and over his continued work upon Israel. Now we come to a chronologically new set of prophecies. And this is one that Zedekiah threw him in jail for back in the 31st chapter, 32nd chapter. "The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon and all his army and all the kingdoms of the earth and the dominion of the people fought against Jerusalem, against all the cities. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and tell him, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city to the hand of the king, and he will burn it with fire." That made the king mad, threw Jeremiah in jail. "And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but thou shalt surely be taken and delivered into his hand, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon." And this is what Zedekiah referred to, and that's why he threw him in the prison. "Ye yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah the king of Judah, thus saith the Lord of thee, thou shalt not die by the sword, but you will die in peace. They will offer burnings for you as they did for the former kings, which before you, they will burn incense for thee, for they will lament thee saying, ah, Lord, for I have pronounced thy word, the word saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words to Zedekiah, the king of Jerusalem. And when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, and these are the defense cities that remained in the cities of Judah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after that the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with the people which were in Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them. So that Zedekiah proclaimed that all of them were to set their servants free. If he had a servant that was a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, that they were to set them free, that no one should have them for their servants, that is, a Jew who was his brother. Now when all of the princes and all the people had entered into the covenant, they heard everyone that he should let his manservant and every maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them anymore. Then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward, they took them right back again. Therefore, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years, let every man his brother, who is a Hebrew, which hath been sold unto thee, and when he has served thee for 6 years, you are to let him go free in the seventh year. But your fathers did not hearken to me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty. This was right. They haven't been obeying this, but you were right when you did it. Proclaiming liberty, every man to his neighbor, and has made a covenant before me with the house which is called by my name. But you turned and polluted my name and caused every man of his servant and every man his handmaid, which he had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and you brought them back into slavery to be your servants and your handmaids. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, you have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword and to the pestilence and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all of the kingdoms of the earth, and I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of my covenant, which they have made before me, when they cut in the calf in two and pass the parts between the parts thereof. The princes of Judah and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, the priests, and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf. They did that in the covenant. They cut the calf and passed in two. They all passed between it, which means, yeah, we make the covenant, but they have broken it. I will even give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat for the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the earth, and Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, will I give to the hand of the enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life, into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it and take it and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Jerusalem desolate without a habitation, without any inhabitants. So this is because of the broken covenant. They did the right thing, setting the slaves free, because that was under the law. You're not to have a Hebrew as your slave. If you do have one, he serves for 6 years. The seventh year, he goes free. And that's what we referred to earlier. Man has been under the bondage of Satan for 6,000 years. We're about ready to go free in the millennial reign of Christ. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim. So we're going back even further now, even before Zedekiah was the king. This prophecy came way back in the time of Jehoiakim, who was the son of Josiah, the king of Judah. And he said, go to the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and set before them wine to drink. So I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Hasbizaniah, and his brothers, and all of his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Igdala, the man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. So a lot of names that don't mean much to us. But what he's saying is that God said, go to the Rechabites and bring them into this particular chamber in the temple and set wine before them. So he did it. And I set before the sons of the house of Rechabites these pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink some wine. But they said, we will not drink wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither your sons forever. Neither shall you build houses, nor are you to plant fields or vineyards, nor have any, but all of your days you will dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land wherein you are strangers. And so we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, not to drink wine all of our days, we nor our wives or our sons nor our daughters. Nor have we built houses for us to dwell in, neither have we any vineyards nor fields nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents and obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has come into the land that we said, let's go to Jerusalem, because we feared the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we are dwelling at Jerusalem. So here's this nomadic group of people. They are Bedouin types who are living in tents. They don't drink wine. And you'll find today around Jerusalem and around Israel, still, you'll find these Bedouins living in tents. Now, the Israeli government tried to build houses for them and a housing settlement. But the people just don't like living in houses. And the houses that they were built for them by the Israeli government are vacant. They prefer their tents still. These Bedouins are still around the area. They're interesting people to observe. They don't drink wine or they don't plant fields. They are, most of them, just shepherds. They don't have vineyards. They just move from place to place living in tents. And so they are interesting people indeed. The Bedouins are similar to these Rechabites who, way back, one of the fathers said, hey, don't drink wine, don't build houses, live in tents, don't plant vineyards, you know. And so here they're keeping it. They're obeying this guy, you know, hundreds of years ago who gave the command to the family. So here they're still following it. So the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to hearken to my word, saith the Lord? Now the words of Jonadab, just this ancestor of these people, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, for unto this day they don't drink any wine, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you did not hearken to me. Now, God is showing the incongruency of this whole thing. Look, here are these people. I'm offering them wine they won't drink. Why? Because way back in their ancestry, one of their dads says, now don't drink wine, son, and don't let your children drink wine. And to this day, they are obeying the voice of Jonadab. And God said, I have spoken unto you, but you haven't listened to my voice. You haven't hearkened to me. Now, here's a group of people hearkening unto one of their fathers. But here I have spoken, and you won't hearken to me. I have also sent unto all of you my servants the prophets, rising up early, sending them, saying, return now every man from his evil way. Amend your doings. And do not go after other gods to serve them. And you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people has not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all of the inhabitants of Jerusalem all of the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. So I'm going to bring upon them all of the evil. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and you've kept all of his precepts and done all that he commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. So these people still exist. God says, I won't let them get wiped out. They'll remain. They do. The Rechabites, who still obey Jonadab, their ancestor, and follow after his orders and refuse to live in houses but dwell in tents and don't plant vineyards. And interesting class of people. And God says, they'll remain. My people, they're going to get wiped out. They'll be scattered and all. But these Rechabites, they can stay. Now, these things were all written for our instruction. It's not that we are to look at the people of Israel and say, oh, isn't that horrible? The things that they did, how they refused to obey God and they turned their backs on God and not their face. Isn't that awful that they broke the covenant of God? Isn't that awful that they worshiped these false gods? Isn't that terrible that God had to bring judgment on them? It's not so that we can criticize them. It's so that we will learn not to follow after false idols ourselves. That we will learn to hearken to the voice of God and to obey His voice. That we will seek the Lord with all of our hearts. That we will live a life that is pleasing unto Him. That we will not follow their example of turning away from God, but will live unto God a life of righteousness before Him.
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Jeremiah in our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Jeremiah 33 through 35 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
May the Lord enrich you in all good things in Christ Jesus. May He fill you with the knowledge of His love and His grace. And may you walk in fellowship with Him. And may the Lord continue His work in your life as He draws you unto Himself, as He cleanses you through His Word, as He fits you and prepares you for that work that He would have you to do in touching the needy world around you. In Jesus' name.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
Gather the kids together because the Word for Today would like to present a kids' book by Pastor Chuck called The Story of the Resurrection of Jesus. Each book contains an audio CD of Pastor Chuck reading this story, featuring the voice talents of Skip Heitzig.
But I will come back again on the third day.
Greg Laurie.
It's Jesus!
Hi, Peter.
Raul Reese.
See, it's really Jesus.
Gosh.
Cheryl Broderson.
The stone was rolled away. The tomb is empty.
And so many more. It's never too early to start reading to your children timeless biblical stories taught by Pastor Chuck. To order your copy, call the Word for Today at 800-272-WORD. Or to see a sneak preview, visit us online at thewordfortoday.org, where you can order this book in print or as a digital download. Again, the number to call is 800-272-9673.